on the record.
Good afternoon. Today is April 22nd, 2025. It's approximately 3:04 p.m. and we're here under Hearings Office Case Number 125-0060. The appellant is Kimberly Boyce. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. For the record, nobody has appeared from the city, and I am finding that the city had adequate notice of the hearing. What we do in a case when one party or the other does not appear is that we don't default that party. We read into the record what they sent in writing as the testimony. So we'll be doing that for the city today. I'm going to ask Ms. Boyce to please state and spell her full name for the record.
Kimberly Boyce, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y-B-O-Y-C-E.
Thank you. This hearing is being... The hearing is being held on the Zoom teleconference platform, and it's being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for you or any other members of the public who wish to hear it at a later time. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. Ms. Boyce, did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing?
I did.
And do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
No.
Look at the exhibits. And we have exhibits 1 through 17 that have been uploaded to the case management system. Do you have any objection to me using any of those in making my decision?
No.
And those are admitted into the record. And now I'm going to ask you to please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
I agree.
Thank you. Okay, please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
So I guess two reasons. One is it was called in for an abandoned vehicle. It's used for my bakery business, and it moves every day approximately from 7:30 p.m. and it's out driving around until about 2 a.m. So every day it moves. So I don't understand why it was called in as an abandoned vehicle. I do realize the tags were expired, and so I received a ticket for that on the 26th. So on the 27th, I went to the DEQ. I had the car serviced or, you know, checked at the DEQ to pass, and then went online to renew my tags on the DMV website. So I didn't receive my tags immediately. I had 30 days, according to my receipt, to receive my tags, at which time I printed out my registration from the DMV website. I put it in the glove box of the bakery vehicle, and that was that. So as far as I was concerned, it was finished at that point. And then it was a little bit later, I think, what day was it? On the 7th of April was when it was towed. So at that point, I didn't understand why it would get towed. It was registered as far as I was concerned.
Thank you. So you got your ticket on the 26th and registered it on the 27th?
Yes.
And when you said I put the registration in my glove box, did you mean Did they give you something on the 27th? Like, did something appear on your computer on the 27th after you registered it?
Yes. A receipt.
A receipt, okay. And that's what you put in your...
Yep. It says, I have it pulled up on my computer screen right here. It says online vehicle registration, and I included it in one of my exhibits.
Questions about that? And I'm looking at exhibit one. And I'm making it bigger. No, that's your tow receipt. Okay. Let me look and see what else. Do you happen to remember what? Oh, exhibit two is registration.
I don't have it pulled up, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Okay, so
I'm looking at exhibit two, which is registration. And that's dated March 27th. And it says instructions for applying stickers. And then I'm just going to look at the next one, which says registration renewal, which is exhibit three. Okay, so it says online vehicle registration renewal record. Current expiration, April 23rd, 2024. New expiration, April 23rd, 2026.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, and I don't have any other questions, so now I'm going to go to the city's evidence, and I'm going to read from exhibit 11. Which says tow here and report for this case. And it says that the vehicle was warned on March 26th for being abandoned for failure to display current registration plate or current temporary permit. And in the prose, the officer said, our office received an abandoned auto complaint on March 17th, 2025, a Toyota 033 MFG with expired registration. On March 26, 2025, I arrived at the 5300 block of Northeast Alameda. I inspected the Toyota. The Toyota was displaying expired tags 4/04/2024. No temporary registration was displayed. Based on the expired tags, the Toyota met the abandoned auto definition in 1690-005. I filled out a green tow sticker and affixed it to Toyota. I also issued a parking citation. I took 5 photos at this time. On April 27, 2025, I returned to the above location and reinspected the Toyota. The required 72-hour warning period had elapsed. I observed the same Toyota still displaying the 04/2024 tags. No temporary registration was displayed. I took 4 photos to document my observations. The Toyota remained parked on the public right-of-way. I scheduled the Toyota to be towed for abandoned vehicle under code 162120P with the definition under code 1690-005. I think it's just 2 zeros, not 3. Regarding the vehicle owner's comments, the vehicle did receive the required green warning sticker on 3/26/25. The sticker clearly states the vehicle must be completely removed from the public right-of-way or it will be towed. When I returned, I checked and there was no temporary registration displayed. Vehicles are required to display current registration. If the vehicle had been displaying a valid DMV-issued temporary registration permit in the window, it wouldn't have been towed. And that's the end of the city's testimony. And do you have anything else to add before we go? I'm not going to be making a decision now. I'm going to look at the evidence and issue a written decision.
So my only question, or I guess statement, is I thoroughly read the registration renewal, the receipt, and because I was wondering if I needed to put it in my window, and it doesn't say anywhere on there that it needs to be displayed on the window. It says print and carry this receipt in the vehicle until the new registration card is delivered. So I'm curious, you know, prior, you'll see in the evidence, he was able to run the car to see if the registration was valid, you know, in which it wasn't, because at that point it wasn't. So I don't understand why when he went back, it wasn't run again for current registration, because it was registered as of the day after the ticket.
Read what you read, which said that the parking enforcement officer was able to run the registration.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me where you saw that?
It's in one of the exhibits. I have some pulled up. I'm just looking on my computer right now. Would you like me to find it for you? I can keep looking further. I don't have it pulled up.
Yeah, go right ahead. We have a little time.
This might actually not allow me to do it while I'm on my Zoom with you. Yeah, sorry, it's pulling up like errors.
Okay, well, I will tell you that I will look for that.
Okay.
When I review the evidence. So at this point, we'll conclude the hearing. So thank you for appearing today. And I'll be issuing a written decision. And if you disagree with it, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court. And information about that will be included in my decision.
Okay.
At this point, we'll end the hearing. So thank you and have a good day.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
So I have two questions. One question. So I already asked you one. So how can I prevent this car from being called in for, like, thinking it's abandoned? I understand that having the registration up to date is necessary, but beyond that?
The fact that it's registered has to be showing in the car.
Well, that's fine. But if this car was called in as abandoned and then they came out and there was a valid registration, then they
wouldn't know it.
Okay, perfect. So I don't have to move where I'm parking it is my question.
There is a rule. This is separate and apart from a vehicle being abandoned or being meeting the definition of abandoned under the law, which is that there is a code section which says that you actually have to move your car off the block face where it's parked every 24 hours. And that has nothing to do with meters or anything like that. And so, in fact, you are supposed to move your car every day. Now, a lot of people obviously park their car in front of their house or whatever. So what I usually tell people is that you have to check on your car every day. So like some people may park, live in Northwest and parking is tight and they're always, people may reserve a spot because they're moving from an apartment building. Mm-hmm. And they may reserve like two spots in front of their building for 2 days so that the moving truck has a space. And so you really have to at least check on your car every day. If you're out of town, you have to have a friend check on it every day just to make sure, as I say, parking conditions haven't changed. I've never seen the city tow anybody simply for the reason that they hadn't moved their car in 24 hours, but that is the law. Okay. So I tell people to check on their car just to make sure everything looks the same.
We drive it 7 days a week. The bakery's open 7 days a week. So I think what we'll do so we don't get it called in as an abandoned car is just to alternate what side of the road we park on.
Just make sure you don't get one of those 72-hour notices.
Yeah.
that says, hey, I mean, because
if you look I at see the what you're saying. Got
if
it.
If you look at the definition of abandoned car, one of them is it's been on the road unregistered for over 24 hours.
Got it.
And unregistered means not showing.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You are welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.